Okay, good. That's fine. Well, usually I try and read one of my early childhood poems, and I thought this time, as it's Memorial Week just passed, I'd read one that I just wrote this year, and it's one of my earliest. I don't know that I can call it a memory, but it's about a picture. Photo 1945. Halfway through the war, Mother moved them out of Bradford's industrial city, their shop and bakery next to a munitions factory. Found this quaint but leaky cottage 6 miles out, on a street going nowhere by Moor's Edge. First child Anne, almost 5, started school carrying a gas mask. In this photo, after 5 years of war, young parents, now with 3 daughters and a dog, sit on a threadbare Turkish carpet draped over their furniture in the backyard. They are ready to move back to the city. Father is looking at the camera. His best friend, Arthur, takes the shot before helping to load the borrowed van. Anne, almost 7, steadies her baby sister, Liz. Mother smiles her approval. The middle child sits next to, but not touching, the baby who usurped her, the one her mother feeds and dotes on, while she drinks her bottle, cuddling a pillow. Perched on the rug, hunched in a jacket, her 2-year-old legs splayed apart, she looks down, frowning, a look she will repeat over the years of family photos. It's true. Well, this Memorial Weekend 2016, my elder sister died in England, and so I brought some fragments from a long poem of my experiences with her. Traveling with Anna. 1949. One Saturday, Mom working at the shop, you're in charge. Gather all the laundry, fill our big old washer with hot water, dump in the clothes, take turns squeezing through rollers. Bemused, all the whites are shell pink, and the woolens fit my baby doll. My mother was not amused. An adolescent at war with our parents, you rage at Dad, refuse to wear dresses for Mum. You do my rebelling for me. 1963, ride pillion on your newly acquired Lambretta scooter, 4 weeks touring Europe. Belgium, Luxembourg, speed down the German Autobahn, scooter hiccups to a stop. You pull to the verge. Cars, trucks honk. After a short time, it starts again, stops again. My skirt blocks the air intake, shuts it down like a hairdryer. And then a piece from the last part of the poem. Both widows, it's my turn, Anna, to take you on a cruise to Nova Scotia. We arrive in Halifax, Pier 21, Museum of Immigration. Can we find evidence our widowed grandmother crossed the ocean? The first ship across the North Atlantic after the end of the Great War, she told us. Our mother recalled this trip. Soldiers hungry for their own families played snap marbles, gave her gum. 1923, Grandma remarried, returned to England. We only know our mother's birth date. An earth record, blotchy ink, scratchy pen nib, port of departure, Liverpool, England, port of arrival, Montreal, Quebec. Ship, Megantic, June 3rd, 1919, destination, Toronto, care of Marit's sister, Robinson, Eleanor, 38, widow. Robinson, Mabel, 11. Sisters with a strong bond, foreshadow our own. Well, in spring, my thoughts turn to gardening. Now I tend pots on my balcony, but I used to have a big garden. Respite. When I take time to grub in the garden, potter in a poem, I'm swept by the stream like a dragonfly at lunch, catching connections in a cosmic time warp. Eye or ear engage the body's harmony. Endless possibilities, pruning words, deleting weeds, but all too soon, my aching back, his call, the need to cook another meal will set the limit. Until next time. Oh, thank you. Breathing lessons. Holding her breath to find the turning moment, my daughter paints in a drafty loft in Brooklyn, though her body craves sunshine. She designs fabrics to pay the rent, learns to repeat patterns, unfurls her paintings to the light. The striker sounds, then circles the singing bowl. Vibrations ripple through the air, shake the colored sand, the universe a live mandala. And then a poem to my late husband, Dick Michaels. Yellow flowers. He plants black-eyed Susans. No surprise, this man loves yellow flowers, but avoids the limelight. He carries his flame within, burns steadily, long after the posy I set on his desk has lost its petals. He is constant as each dark center. And then I just want to end on the verge of summer. Memories of the ocean call me. Birds of good omen. They are still here. A squadron flies in formation, coast guards the shore. Further out to sea, 31 brown pelicans rollerblade the waves in silent undulations. One wild card peels away, kamikazes into the water, fish in beak, rejoins the ranks. The great birds return, glide along the beach, flying low, their soundless shadow, our blessing. Thank you.